Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? But a lot to talk about. Last night was Raw. And the second best news to come out of WWE in the last 15 years occurred last night. Obviously, the best news was when they got rid of that Vince. That Vince McMahon chap. Thank God he's gone. But now, as of October, at least for three glorious months, Monday Night Raw is moving back to 2 hours. A 2 hour show. And that we'll talk about when we come back from the break. I want to make sure everybody hears this. But we'll talk about Monday Night Raw. We'll talk about the show itself. We've got a couple of shows coming up over the next couple of days. There is an NXT show tonight with a change, and we'll tell you why that change in the lineup took place. We have got Dynamite coming up tomorrow, and Dynamite is tomorrow, and we have two things announced for the show. This is the follow-up to All Out. Two things announced. Three wrestlers have been announced for this show. It would be nice if there were more. We'll talk about the lineup there. And then, of course, we've got a look at this past weekend. Holy smokes. Rough night for viewership, particularly for Collision. Although SmackDown got killed as well, but not like Collision. We'll tell you about those numbers. We got a mind-blowing feud between Logan Paul and Kevin Nash. Keanu James is out of action. You'll never guess. Injury. And, of course, we have the Raw report for Monday night as well. Mike Sempervivi will join us. We got a lot of time to chill out today, so let's have a good time. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I got great news to talk about today, but first, I just want to note, hey, Jared, you got to add another one to the Lenny counter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, I thought Daniel Garcia was going to beat MJF. I tried to tell everybody. It's all I do in life is just try to tell people, and it's just a waste of my time. Thank you. That's actually undercounting, but that's since we started like 2 weeks ago. So,
That's all right. I'll make up for it soon.
He will. I mean, we'll rack those up, brother. Now, let's talk about the best news of all time.
Oh, yeah. Old men celebrate everywhere.
Okay.
Go ahead.
2012, Raw moved to 3 hours. 3 hours.
3 long hours.
Now, there's two ways to look at this. Let's talk about the selfish way first. I hate three-hour shows. It's too long.
Mm-hmm.
I got to sit there and watch 3 hours of wrestling. I don't like it. So I don't want him to do it. That's the selfish version. But let's talk about reality here, which doesn't always involve. Actually, in my life, reality does always involve me. But let's talk about everybody else.
Well, it involves selfishness still from their end because money, baby. That's why we got these three.
Here's the deal, okay? A lot of wrestlers making a lot of money, especially nowadays. But wrestlers make more money than ever, live great lives. And a lot of that is because, yes, they got paid a lot more money to do 3 hours. And the company made a lot more money. And let's face it, you know, everyone listening to this probably would have made the same decision when faced with that kind of money. In fact, we're probably going to see something similar when we hear about this AEW TV deal. So the fact of the matter is, they made a lot of money, so congratulations to them. That's the positive for WWE.
Yay, stockholders.
But in my opinion, there is also a negative to WWE that I'm sure they just glossed over because of all the money. And that is that when you and me, everybody in the Attitude Era, everybody when things turned around during the Monday Night Wars, 1995, those shows were all an hour. When Nitro started, it's a one-hour show. When it went head-to-head with Raw, it was a one-hour show. Raw was 1 hour. Monday Night Raw started as an hour. WWF Superstars was an hour. Now, granted, there were some other shows like, you know, WCW Saturday Night or this or that.
Primetime.
Yeah, Primetime, but that was a slog to get through if it wasn't for Gorilla and Bobby. But like Saturday night's main event, all those big shows that you, all us old people, watched as a kid, they were an hour. Then the Monday Night Wars kicked off, and then Nitro got another hour. They were 2 hours, and then Raw ended up getting 2 hours. And, you know, then, you know, some people forget before SmackDown, before there was a SmackDown, Raw added Sunday Night Heat. And Sunday Night Heat, when it first started, was an A show. Like, all the top stars were there in huge matches. 1 hour. Did big numbers.
Is that MTV?
And then it was all over the place. Then they started SmackDown, which was 2 hours, and Heat kind of died. But, you know, for a lot of us that are my age, you know, around this age, the main audience for Monday Night Raw to this day, we all got into wrestling when we only had to watch an hour or two, okay? So I've always felt, and granted, there's a lot of reasons, and if you look at the audience of Raw now as compared to 10 years ago, 20 years ago, etc., you know, cable, fewer and fewer people have cable, and there's more channels and everything like that. But I have always felt, and I stand by this, I will die on this hill, it is really hard to create new fans when you ask them to watch a three-hour A show every Monday night. That's a long time. And if you look at the hourly numbers every week, I mean, for the most part, people watch about 90 minutes. If they watch 2 hours, it's either the first and second or the second and third. Very few people sit through all 3 hours of Raw. It is a barrier of entry to new fans. And I think that they would be better off if it were 2 hours. 2 hours is much easier to, you know, put that time aside every Monday. But they are stuck here at three. Now, Dave contacted WWE yesterday. And they said that when Raw moves to Netflix, it is going to be a three-hour show.
Oh.
This made me very sad. However, I'm a man who likes to think positive. First off, starting first week of October, I think October 7th or something like that, Raw's only going to be 2 hours. All of October, all of November, all of December.
Thank God.
2 hours.
Victories.
I am going to enjoy that. Mm-hmm. I am going to revel in my 2 hour Raws.
Yes.
And I am going to sit there and I'm going to hope that they're going to do 3 months of 2 hour Raws and then everyone will decide, you know what? This is better. Let's just do 2 hours on Netflix. With an open window at the end, if there's a big match and you want to go 15 minutes over, whatever. But I pray that all sides will agree, you know, what's best for business is 2 hours. And we'll stick with that forever. Am I confident? No.
No, no, no.
Do I pray nightly if I became a religious man? Yes. We'll see if things change. So, yeah.
As a doctor of divinity, you can pray to yourself.
Yes, I have asked
to make that happen.
I have asked many higher powers, please. I ask one thing. Can Monday Night Raw just remain 2 hours? You know, people don't pray for stuff like that, so I figure maybe I'll move to the front of the line. Anyway, that's the news.
That's an easier one to try to get, like,
yeah, you know, sure,
through than, like, world hunger.
I don't say,
like
can you heal my knee magically? I don't ask for stuff like that. I just want Raw to be 2 hours.
Yeah. Thank God you don't think of yourself. You would say something like, you know, heal all the sick kids across the world or your knee. One of the two, yeah. But you know what, Brian? Being a realist too, you know, looking at this pragmatically, what did Netflix give WWE? About $1 zillion, whatever the deal was?
Honestly, they gave them a lot of money, but if you divide it out over however many, it was like a decade or something like that, or 15 years or something. Wasn't that much.
Yeah, but you know what? They still want 3 hours of live Raw on Monday, I'm sure, to try to recoup some of that money through any ad time that they may sell during that show.
You're How about exactly 2 hours right. with more ads so I can skip more stuff? Is that possible?
I don't know. How's Netflix's fast-forward feature?
It better be good, dude. It better be good.
I hope so.
Yeah. So that's the news, everybody, and we can all celebrate when it actually happens. October 7th, 8 to 10 p.m.,
8-10. That's the best part.
Through the end of the year.
For my old ass on the East Coast, not starting at 9 p.m. and ending at approximately 11:15. No. 8-10. Love it. Love it.
Mushroom here says, I can already imagine the first Brian review in October. Yeah, the show sucked, but you know what, Dave? It was only two glorious hours. Well, here's the thing, everybody. I know some of you don't believe this because you don't watch the show. I can't remember the last time a WWE show, except for NXT, but like Raw and SmackDown, I can't remember the last time one sucked. They don't suck anymore. No. They may not be the most exciting shows sometimes.
No. They can be long.
Yeah. But like, you know, I would watch Raw in 2018, 2019, and it's like, that show sucked. That show absolutely sucked. It was a terrible show.
03 impact level stuff.
But now, when's the last time we had a bad, like a legitimately bad Raw or SmackDown show? When?
In a minute. A long time.
I haven't had one in a long, long time. Do we have segments every now and then that suck? Sure.
Absolutely.
We have those on AEW too.
Every week.
I mean, I watch MXM, dude. MXM is somehow worse on AEW than it was when it was Vince's brainchild on WWE. Think about that. Think about that.
Has Vinny ever held you in his arms in the same way that...
I don't care about that.
Held Mansoor. No, but I'm just asking you that question. Have you ever had that moment with Vinny watching TV?
No.
Oh.
Person extremely disagrees with that MXM take. Well, hey, if you like it, that's fine, but it's a WWE gimmick on AEW. And people claim they don't want to see that stuff. Anyway, back in a moment. Observer Live.
I drifted in this town a few days ago. The girl I kind of see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack, a bony hill, and I'm in line the range. With baffles and deep, they call me Big Bear John.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Dang it! Anything else?
What's the matter?
My stupid trackpad died.
Aww.
Oh, now it's connected. How am I supposed to record the show? They leave it to Jared. This poor guy has got enough on his plate. Now.
Well, what about Dom?
Dom ain't recording the show.
Oh, good point.
I'm trying to make his life easy when I'm on this show.
Why his life and not mine?
What are you talking about?
Why don't you make my life easier?
How am I going to do that?
Pay me more.
Money does not make life easier, Mike.
Doesn't make it harder either, boss.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does.
Well, more money, more problems. I'd like to find out.
Well, AEW is going to get more money. But they've already got mo problems.
I thought you were going to actually
particularly go to this collision rating.
The Kevin Nash thing, but
oh, I'll get to that. Don't worry about that one. Well, we knew Collision was going to get killed, but my God, this was a murder.
It got killed, it got buried, they dug it up and killed it again.
Collision going head to head with the NFL and SmackDown. And I think also Caitlin Clark.
Did you say the NFL on SmackDown?
There was some other stuff, but anyway, oh.
Caitlin Clark.
No, she did a million viewers.
I know, this is for Dom to jump in and then, like, yell at me. I'm sorry.
Okay, SmackDown did 1.77 million viewers and a 0.45. So, you know, they got hurt. I think it was the lowest rating ever on Fox.
Yeah.
1.77 million and a 0.45. Collision head-to-head, 157,000. Why are you laughing? This is a tragedy.
I didn't laugh.
157,000 and a 0.04.
Tough sledding, eh?
Well, the reality here, and we've talked about this for a while.
It should have been on Saturday as the pre-show.
Here's the thing, okay?
All right.
People don't like to hear this, but this is true, okay?
Tell them.
The reason that AEW grew so rapidly when they first debuted in 2020, was because WWE was awful. And WWE was hemorrhaging viewers. They were down double digits year over year. They were awful. People were quitting left and right. They hated WWE. AEW got started. Bunch of those fans went and started watching AEW because AEW was good and WWE was horrible. Sucked. It was
something
terrible.
Something new.
Yes. And people have a million reasons why they think that AEW is, you know, cold right now compared to what it was. And the fact of the matter is, one of the reasons they're down has some to do with AEW. You know, there are things you can watch the show and, you know, we talk about it. Same guys in the same place. Nothing ever changes. You know, blah, blah, blah. But the big thing is that WWE doesn't suck anymore. And a lot of the people that switched over to AEW, and this right here is your proof. SmackDown and Collision were head-to-head, and many AEW fans chose to watch SmackDown over AEW. That's what's going on here. And obviously, that doesn't mean that they will never watch AEW. Some of them, many of them are probably going to watch both. But the reality is it's not 2019 anymore. WWE is not awful. And a lot of fans that quit have come back. And they've tried it again. And on this particular night, they had to make a choice and they chose SmackDown. And that's just what happened. And, I mean, I can look at this Collision show and just, I mean, I knew it was going to be bad, but you realize that Collision opened with just like talking heads telling you about all the shows that were on tonight and different matches. And, I mean, it was the coldest cold open. And on the other channel, Cody's coming down to the ring and they're treating him like he's a god in this giant building. I was like, how in the world did you start collision like this? How?
Did you?
You should have started with like a wild street fight. Or you should have put that eight-man, you know, the eight-man all-star match should have just opened in the ring with everybody doing crazy stuff the moment that show came on the air. Instead, the show comes on the air and they're like, and you know, this is another thing too, okay? SmackDown's 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Collision starts and they literally go, tonight we have a 3.5 hour block of AEW. We have 2 hours of Collision. That'll be followed by an hour of Rampage. And that'll be followed by a half hour of the pre-show. So you told fans, go ahead and watch the other show because when it's over, we're still going to be on. It'll be an hour and a half left after SmackDown's over. So I was baffled by the cold open of Collision.
They'll have three or four jump starts on a regular show, you know, before they get in a ring, and that's how the matches start. And that's probably how they should have started that show. Do something where, you know, it's hard for people to want to change the channel or to take their eyes off the screen.
And then the other thing is, like, as soon as SmackDown ended, like, Rampage jumped right up.
Yeah.
Which tells you again, fans chose SmackDown over Collision. When the SmackDown show was over, then they tuned into AEW. Rampage beat Collision in a late night slot.
Did the pre-show at 11:30 p.m. Eastern?
I don't Pacific know what time. The pre-show did.
I'm actually wondering how it did in comparison to Collision. I'm not saying that it beat it, but I'm curious as to what it actually ended up with.
Well, if anybody has that pre-show number, let me know. I got to hear somewhere, but I do have to talk. I got to talk about Logan Paul and Kevin Nash. Logan Paul and Kevin Nash are feuding.
Brother.
Okay. Now, the funniest thing about all of this. The funniest thing about all of this.
Now I am laughing.
is what Kevin Nash is angry about. Kevin Nash said, let's see if I can find the whole thing here.
He didn't go up and down the road.
Okay.
You're not one of the boys.
Kevin Nash said the money that goes to Logan Paul should be going to those who are working house shows. You don't become one of the boys just because you're effing around them. That mother effer, for what I heard, he's making like $5 million for limited dates, and those other mother effers out there making house shows, F-U-F-U, that's for the boys, F-U, I don't give an F how many people are following you, he said. So, Kevin, like, here's the thing, everybody.
Why didn't he have that spirit for the other boys who would skip WCW house shows and ruin those?
Of all humans on this earth that have been professional wrestlers, Kevin Nash is angry about how much someone is making to wrestle?
Oh, my God, I hope
Wasn't
Logan...
he the guy that was all about... It's not show friends, it's show business.
Yes.
I don't care about anything but making money. Isn't that the Kevin Nash we're talking about here? And he's angry that Logan Paul, in the wrestling business, got a great deal?
But Brian,
is that happening?
It's about the money and the miles, and Logan Paul isn't doing the miles. He's only taking the money.
Like, that's what really blew
me
away.
Can you imagine, since all of this started with the fact that he didn't know work and shoot, that he finds out about the term favored nation status and then works that into his next contract? That'll be the thing he picks up from all of this out of Kevin Nash.
See, if only Logan Paul had ordered the Figure Four Weekly Insider Terms Handbook in 1995, he would not be in this situation right now. Granted, he probably wasn't born, but it is pretty funny that he could be doing this as long as he has and have never heard the term shoot. I still can't buy this.
I can absolutely believe that because, again, he has not gone up and down the roads, and these terms, I think, have washed out a lot. Again, shoot fighting used to be the term. Now what do people call it? Ultimate fighting. Like, that's what they know. They know the Kleenex version of the tissue paper. So I'm not surprised with this at all. Did you enjoy Logan's promo back on Kevin Nash? Did you like that one?
He said, who is Kevin Nash? I'm unfamiliar with this guy. I think that's his problem. How am I so much better than all these guys?
Oh.
I don't have the answer to these questions. It is a question. And so he went on and on about how...
Top five dead or alive, brother.
Yeah, she's probably he's probably lucky that Logan there. Didn't actually watch one of his matches. He could have gone on for an hour. So anyway, what a feud.
Oh, boy.
You're one of the old guys. You're one of the old guys who is bitter that I am better at your job than you ever were. That makes you pathetic. This will be my sport. I will continue to make guys like you eat your words when I devote a little bit of time to it. So F me, F you. And away he goes.
F me, F you!
That's what he said.
Oh,
I wouldn't even have cared if it had been anyone other than Kevin Nash complaining that somebody was making money in this business. Like, what are we doing here? That is the greatest irony. Kenna
Kevin
James.
Nash should be a lot of people's personal heroes in professional wrestling with how little physical that ultimately he had to put out for most of his career. Not saying the man did nothing, but for the dollars he got for the moves he had to perform. I mean, come on. Kevin Nash should be a lot of people's heroes.
Kenna James out of action appears to be a leg injury.
Oh, that part of the body?
Can you believe it? Again, another leg injury. Somebody at the Performance Center training. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You want to hear about knee injuries?
Yeah.
There's a moral to this story.
All right.
So, Wednesday, I was demonstrating a bridge, a trap and roll of all things at jiu-jitsu. My freaking knee popped. It's like, ow. Like, it wasn't that bad, but, like, it hurt. And I was like, God, that sucks. And I'm limping around kind of Wednesday and Thursday. Then I go in Friday, showing the guard pass, and bam! I can't even stand up. Just, like, I had everyone bow out. It took me 30 minutes to get off the mat, change into my pants, and make it out to my car, which I could somehow drive.
Tell everybody to literally get out before you tried to get off the mat? Do you think you should have kept some of them around to pick your ass up?
No.
It would have took 30 minutes.
No.
Too much pride, Brian.
I could not put any weight on my knee. All on the inside. Ooh. Absolutely brutal. I go home, I ice it,
Now, was that your pedal foot, too, on top of it?
Yes.
Your pedal leg?
Ooh. I ice it, ibuprofen, I Tylenol, I ice it. And next day, I limp my way and get this giant brace. I ice it.
You should eat those cookies I sent you.
I'm just, like, suffering. So it feels a little better the next day, but still, it's just like I can barely put any weight on it. And then by Sunday, like, I wake up in the morning, I can barely move. But after I kind of loosen it up a little bit, more Tylenol, more ice, brace back on, it's like I can kind of hobble around a little bit. So there's a Hawaiian festival that's happening at the Seattle Center. And the kids want to go.
I want to go.
And I'm like, I think I can make it into the Seattle Center. Sit down while they do all the cakey stuff, you know, the little kids stuff. And then make it back to the car. Pretty sure I can do this.
Oh, no, you got to get a rascal.
So I tell the kids, get your shoes on, everything. Let's get going. Of course, it takes them forever to get out of the house. Like, get your shoes on. They want to pack like six suitcases. Like, why are we bringing five bags? We're going to Seattle. Like, it's 25 minutes. Like, dude, we're not bringing five bags. I finally get in the car, drive my way to Seattle, find, like, okay, where's the closest parking garage to the Seattle Center? Because I don't want to be walking. And so I find one that's like right across the street. It's $25 to park. So I pay the $25, pull in, go to get Hanalei out of the back seat. She has no shoes on. I said, Hanalei, where are your shoes? I didn't put any on, Daddy. I know you didn't put any on. Why? So the back of my car is just a disaster because they're just like children.
Kevin Von Erich, Dad.
So I'm like, I'm going to dig through this car. There has got to be a pair of shoes in this car. There are no shoes in this car. I'm like, I drove 25 minutes and paid $25. And we are here at the Seattle Center. I am not going back home. Like, I'd rather be just stupid about it. So I Google shoe store. Where there's got to be a shoe store. It's downtown Seattle. There's one 0.6 miles away. I was like, okay. If it's a clean area of the sidewalk, you're walking in your socks. If it starts to look sketchy, I will carry you with my frickin' broken leg. We're going to the shoe store. I hobble and hobble and hobble all the way through downtown Seattle on one leg to this shoe store. We walk inside. They have no kids' shoes. Sorry, we don't have any kids' shoes right now. Was there a run on kids' shoes? You don't have any kids' shoes. None. They go, well, you know, Nordstrom's. I hobble my way another 0.4 miles to the Nordstrom's.
What that cost you?
We go upstairs to the kids' area, and it's her birthday, so I'm like, just get a pair of shoes. I don't care. Whatever pair of shoes, just get a pair of shoes. And by the way, there was a lot of carrying because, of course, that was the day they got to clean all the sidewalks, and they're sopping wet. So I'm carrying her on one leg over all this water, mind you, that I could have slipped on. So then we get to the store, and, of course, now Paisley's like, how come I don't get a pair of shoes? I said, listen, that's the bargain area. If you can find a pair of shoes in the bargain area, that's it. But I'm not buying you a $100 pair of shoes. It's just not happening. So she looks through the bargain area while Hanalei gets her shoes. Nothing her
size. Well, that bargain area, it's not Converse or anything. It's Steve Madden and all these other high-priced shoes and whatnot.
Nothing her size. So at that point, I was like, God. I walked all this way. Just find a pair of shoes that you like, okay? Oh, just find a pair. I don't care.
I hope they said Balenciaga.
Get this done. I don't want tears. Let's just get this over with. So she goes over, and of course, she finds a pair of $140 shoes.
God bless.
With like these Nike bubble shoes. I'm like, I'm not paying $140 for shoes. Like that pair right there, it's pink. You like them. They're like $40, okay? So the lady goes back, and you'll never guess, none in Paisley's size of the $40 shoes. I'm like, God, just go get the bubble shoes. Just go get the shoes. She goes to get the shoes. She's like, now she's happy. Hanalei's got her new shoes. You'll never guess.
See, money can't buy happiness.
The lady goes back, and they don't have the bubble shoes either. They have no shoes in Paisley's size. So now I just hold her while she cries. She's sobbing. Can't get shoes. Now I'm looking at the 1.2 miles back. Yes. So I'm like totally lost in this store now. So I pay for Hanalei's shoes. She's now at least got shoes. We go down the escalator thing. Now we walk out and we're like in a totally different area. I'm like, I don't even know where I'm at. How do I get back? I look up. It's the monorail. I'm like, we're taking this monorail. So we go into this monorail gimmick, which, you know, there's like his elevator. And, you know, there's this like old person in a wheelchair. And they look like they've been there for about 3 hours waiting for the elevator. So I'm like, let's just walk up. Turns out it's four stories on my bad leg.
What is wrong with you?
Four stories up to get to the monorail. I go to buy the tickets. And by the grace of God, this lady in front of us goes, oh, I got one extra. You want it? So she gave me a free ticket. I bought their tickets. It was like $2 for them to both get on. And then, like, we get on the monorail, and they take us right to the Hawaiian Festival. And then got to the Hawaiian Festival, and I limped my way to the keiki area. And what do they got? They're doing lei making. They're doing, like, these fish gimmicks. They're doing all this stuff. So anyway, what's the moral of the story, everybody? The moral of the story is, I was initially furious, okay? I was furious about what happened.
Yes.
But these kids had the time of their lives on this adventure through Seattle. They're just walking the town. They're looking at everything. They had so much fun. They had so much fun on this monorail. And once we got there, they got so many gimmicks free. And at the end of the day, they had the best time. So, in the end, it was 100% worth it. Because here's my life advice. You ever heard the story of the two arrows? You know the two arrows?
No.
When something happens to you, that's the first arrow. Can't avoid it. It's just going to happen. You're getting hit with that arrow. You know what the second arrow is?
What's that?
How you react to it. I was initially pretty mad. But you know what? We had an awesome time. And I never got hit with that second arrow. So, there's always a silver lining. We had a great day. My leg didn't break. It actually felt better after walking all over the place. We had a good time that day. So, yeah. Sometimes you just have to make the best of a bad situation. Let's talk about Raw now. Does anyone even care?
Not really, but we got some time to fill.
We had the Wyatt Six and American Alpha. The best part of this match was the doo-wop song that the Wyatts had beforehand.
What was that?
It was amazing.
It was
like, this should be their theme.
It worked.
They should be a doo-wop tribute band to Bray Wyatt.
Well, under the
board. Bray Wyatt and the Six. Uncle Howdy and the Wyatt Six should be the name of their 50s band. A doo-wop band. Uncle Howdy and the Wyatt Six. I'd buy all their albums. Of course, the Wyatt Six won. No 50-50 here. They've won every single match in this feud. That's the end of that, hopefully. We had Bianca and Jade beating Alba and Isla for the tag team titles. That was fun. It was all right. Still thinking of that monorail. We had the best thing on the show by far, which may have been better than the monorail. Bret Hart comes out, and he's interrupted by Gunther. And Gunther's cutting this promo on the guy. And we had the greatest line. This might have been the greatest line in the last decade of Raw, where Gunther's like, I just want to spit up from the bottom of my heart.
Pouring my heart out to you.
Me.
My hero.
Stu, who's Wade Barrett. We all grew up watching you, Bret. And I want you to know you're a childhood hero of mine. And you'll always be a close second to my all-time favorite wrestler. And I actually thought he was going to say Shawn Michaels, but instead he says Bill Goldberg. And like everybody in the crowd, I swear to God, they screamed. They could not believe that he said that to Bret Hart. And even Bret Hart could not keep a straight face at this ridiculous line. And Gunther, dude, this Gunther is just like, he is so great now. The way he smiles, he's such a troll. He's so great. And then Sammy's music hit, and they have a big brawl and everything, and it's going to be Sammy and Gunther for the title. But Gunther is just my hero. He's my hero. He's the best.
If you're the person that thought Cat Williams has set the tone for the year way back at the beginning of the year, Drew McIntyre and Gunther have got to be your MVPs this year.
We had Dom and Dragon Lee. I don't know about this Dragon Lee, brother.
He's having a tough time there.
Yeah. Zelina, Lyra, and their mystery partner, Natty, in Calgary, her big return. They beat Pure Fusion Collective with a triple submission finish. Fans loved it. Everybody went home happy. It was good. It was a fun little thing. Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. Long story short, CM Punk returns next week from his violent beating. And as I tried to tell all of you, but nobody wanted to listen, Drew McIntyre, CM Punk, Hell in a Cell at Bad Blood. That's the match.
I don't even care about that anymore. Is Wade doing a Nigel?
Who?
Is Wade?
Wade? He might be. I guess it's possible. I don't think he's injured.
Hmm.
Then we had Finn Balor and Rey Mysterio, which Rey won via DQ and Finn wouldn't break a hold. Listen, they're trying to keep this thing going. They found the stupidest way to do it, but I guess it's better than 85 guys running in. Actually, it's not. It was terrible. Then the main event was Ilya, Jey Uso, yeah, Braun Strowman and Pete Dunne.
Yeah, there's the first time for everything.
Number one, that's hardly the first time. Number one contendership for the Intercontinental title. And it was quite great. Now, the finish was actually Jey Uso winning, which is kind of weird because it's high time he won a title. He's like LA Knight. You know, you knew it was coming eventually. It should be time for Jey Uso, but he ain't beating Braun Breaker. So I think this will be a tease. It'll get taken from his grasp. Then he'll go on to win the tag team titles. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654, 800-915-9654, 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Can I handle more primetime wrestling tonight?
Yeah!
That's what we're going to be reviewing on the Brian and Vinny and Granny show with Sean tonight. No Craig. Craig is still employed, even though I know he's missed like 30 shows. But he's got something going on today. But anyway, this is what we're watching. And you should always listen to Sean and not Vinny. Because Vinny claimed the episode date was February 30th, 1987.
February 30th? Aye.
Yeah, that's not what it is.
Must have been a double leap year.
It's March 2nd, 1987.
February.
So if you'd like to watch Prime...
Like the 8-foot woman being 7-foot 12.
Primetime Wrestling, Season 3, Episode 9, March 2, 1987. We're going to be reviewing that tonight, the road to WrestleMania 3. Only about three shows left, I think, after this. Then we'll be at Mania 3, and then we'll probably find something else to review. These prime times are hour and a half without commercials. They're long shows, brother. So I don't know how much
how
of it I
can take.
How about you
just skip through the matches and just watch and review what Bobby and Gorilla say to you?
Oh, brother. I do that. We do all that. Yeah, that's the best part of the show is those blokes. It ain't the wrestling.
No.
Although they did have a Hulk Hogan King Kong Bundy match from Saturday Night Main Event at the end of primetime last week, which was awesome. Like, flat out, it was an awesome match. Hogan was great. Bundy was great. That was back when Hogan worked. Worked! And then he figured out, what am I doing? Anyway, we're going to wrap it up. That's coming up tonight for subscribers. A lot of ways to subscribe. WrestlingObserver.com. You can watch us on video at video.f4wonline.com. You can subscribe on Spotify, f4wonline.com/Spotify. And you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, f4wonline.com/Apple. So we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.